Regular or decaf? Back to the Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I just don't think we could go into this segment without a song like that. Thank you so much, Eric. My producer is back in Milford making all the magic happen from the studio there. We are doing our diner tour, and stop number four is here in Shelton. We're at the Plaza Diner at 737 Bridgeport Avenue. And how could we come to Shelton without talking about the birthplace of the Wiffle Ball? And so we're very excited to have on the show with us this morning the president of Wiffle Ball Incorporated, Dave Mullaney, is here. Dave, welcome to WICC, and thanks for getting up early and agreeing to come on the show. I'm so honored to have you here.
Sure. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I know. You're so chill. You're like, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'm usually up at this time anyway.
So fantastic. You're one of my kind of people. All right. I like it. First of all, let's talk about where in the world did the Wiffle Ball come from? Who created it in your family?
Well, it was my dad and my grandfather. At that time, they were living in Fairfield. And my dad was one of the younger guys in the neighborhood. And they all kind of got booted off the ball fields by the older guys. So they ended up playing, tennis ball in the backyards.
Yeah.
And they were breaking windows and denting siding and that kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
So it was kind of rotating from one house to another until they got thrown out. And they ended up, my grandparents and my dad knew that this was not going to fly, So they were hunting around in the garage, and they found a little plastic golf ball. And so they started playing with that. And it was fine. They weren't breaking any windows. You could play one-on-one games, two-on-two, whatever worked for you. The only downside to it all was
it's so small.
But everybody had a sore arm from trying to throw curveballs with the thing.
And sure.
So my grandfather, had been a semi-pro player. He played baseball at UConn, and he grew up on a tobacco farm up in Massachusetts.
Oh, get out!
Yeah, and went to UConn, and decided right there farming wasn't really going to be for him, so he transferred over to their business program.
Wow.
Graduated from UConn in 1929, so, jobs were a little hard to find at that point.
Sure.
He moved down to Bridgeport, and while he was trying to find jobs, he was also playing more baseball.
Oh, how cool.
And he was a good left-handed pitcher.
He was a lefty. Yeah, wow. Lefty, right? Yeah. That's amazing.
Even back in the day, it was a big deal.
It's a big deal. Oh, yeah. Totally. Absolutely.
And he was living at the Y, I think, one of those deals.
Sure.
And he had finally kind of run out of money, and I'm going to go back to Hatfield, Mass, where his family farm was.
Yeah.
And he was actually waiting. He said, I was waiting at the bus. I had my stuff, and a guy came up to me, and he said, hey, are you Dave Mullaney? And he goes, yeah. He goes, well, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going back home. I'm out of money.
Right.
And
this, again, this is your grandfather.
My grandfather.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're the third Dave?
Fourth.
You're Dave the fourth.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I didn't give you the proper title. You didn't tell me you were the fourth.
We all have different middle names, so it's not really the fourth.
Oh, okay.
One of those deals.
Still pretty cool. All right. So he's getting on a bus to go back to Massachusetts, and some random person says, are you Dave Mullaney?
Right. And he says, well, where are you going?
Yeah.
Home. He says, no, you're not. He says, I'm from McKesson Pharmaceuticals. You're coming to play baseball for us, for our company team. They had what was back then is called the Industrial Leagues.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so all the big companies fielded ball teams. But you had to work for the company to play baseball for them.
Oh, my gosh. That's so neat.
And so they hired him. And he started playing ball and played baseball for them for a long, long time.
Wow.
And I want to say it was in the late 40s. He left to start a company with another fellow. They made one of the first liquid car polishes that was out there.
Oh, how interesting.
And that went pretty good for a couple of years, and then just kind of fizzled around. And
right.
So he was actually out of work. My grandmother didn't even know he was out of work. He cashed in his life insurance policy, and he would give her money every week while he was out looking for a job.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was the summertime. And so he'd leave, and my dad and his buddies would be playing this little game in their backyard with
the plastic golf ball. Sure, yeah.
And he'd come back late in the day, and they'd still be out there fooling around. And one night, my dad just said, everybody's got a sore arm from trying to throw these curveballs.
Right.
And having been a picture, my grandfather said, you guys shouldn't be doing that. They were 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And so they he said, let me make a couple calls. So he knew a guy from that worked for Cody Perfume, which was in New Haven.
Okay.
And they had this packaging that was like Legs pantyhose kind of, you know, that comes in the egg.
I do, yes. Okay, I do remember. Wow.
But this was a ball that you could pop apart. So they had a whole bunch of these pieces of packaging, and they would, every night, they'd try a couple different designs. And then during the daytime, my dad and his buddies would go and try these things.
Oh, my gosh. And they finally, so your dad is trying to use this, like, leftover material. Your dad is then, what, testing it out with his friends to see what would work.
To see what design would work. And
this is crazy to me. I had no idea. Okay, keep going.
So the design that we have now with the 8 oblong holes is the one that worked.
That's wild.
And, you know, so my grandfather took out a second mortgage on the house, borrowed some money from some friends, and started the company. And
wow.
So the first manufacturing was in Woodbridge from like 1954.
Okay.
Until I think 57.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Shelton.
Wow.
And we've been here ever since.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Did your grandmother ever find out about him losing his job and cashing in on the life insurance? I just have to go back to that real quick before we move on.
Yeah, eventually she did. And if you knew my grandmother, she would not have been happy about that.
I'm sure.
it all turned out.
That's so insane. Do you know how many, maybe, you know, ballpark, no pun intended. Do you have any idea, like, how many prototypes they went through before they finally landed on it?
I don't. And I've asked my dad. He's like, I really don't remember. He goes, it
was unreal.
You know, it was over the course of a week or so.
Oh, so, I mean, pretty quickly,
right.
though.
Yeah, fairly quickly.
Wow. And your dad was, what, 12, 13?
Yeah,
like,
12, 13.
A kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. And then to even take the risk and say, hey, this is going to be something. I mean, because, you know, so that was, you know, I'm sure your grandfather was just kind of trying to help out his son and his friends and be like, hey, let me, you know, avoid injuries. Let me make this easier for you. It's also kind of a passion with baseball. But then to make a company out of it, I mean, what a risk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he saw that the product that they kind of fashioned it served a need and it did what they expected. And he said, all right. If you guys are, you know, baseball nuts or crazy about doing this, there's got to be other kids out there that like it too.
Right. I mean, and even talking about the time, and by the way, if you're just listening in, Dave Mullaney is the president of Wiffleball Incorporated, and it was his father and grandfather who were working on the Wiffleball in the early 1950s and came up with the concept and have been in Shelton now for how many years?
Well, since 1957 or 58.
Right. So you had like your first manufacturing was in Woodbridge for a couple of years, but Shelton's been your home,
really been
for
our home since then,
pretty much the entire time. It's, you know, when people think Shelton, Dave, they think wiffle ball a lot of the time. It's really funny. As soon as we knew Shelton was going to be our first stop, you know, so I think news, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, we should reach out to the mayor, you know, and almost everyone on our team who knew we were coming to Shelton was like, you got to get wiffle ball. And I'm thinking, oh, well, obviously, but that just seemed like such a hard thing because, I mean, this is the birthplace of wiffle ball. But I mean, wiffle ball is known across the country. It is probably one of the most popular backyard, I'd say, sporting. Do you want to call it the vice? I don't know. I think wiffle ball is incredibly popular among every generation that's known it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, one of those games where people enjoyed it so much as a kid, and really then they play it through, you know, teen years and adulthood, and then they just kind of pass it along to their kids.
Yeah.
And it's been like that ever since, all, you know, ever since 1953, 54.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know very well. It's a non-negotiable in the Sheck house. Let me tell you, my older brother, who was a baseball player for a very long time, It was a non-negotiable when we were children. We had to play wiffle ball with him. In fact, I can distinctly remember, you know, he's the oldest of 5 children. We're in an Italian household, so you can imagine he's like the prince of the family. We love my brother. But my mother, who can never say no to my brother, I can distinctly remember studying for my exams when I was at Laurelton Hall. And my brother, who's in the front yard, who's a senior at prep, bored out of his mind, is yelling as I'm in my bedroom through the window, will you please come out and play wiffle ball with me? Will you please come out and play with he's 17, 18 years old. No, I'm studying for my exams. And my mom's like, will you please go out and play wiffle ball with your brother? Will you please? And so, and it was just a and it still is to this day. You know, we have, you know, my parents will still play with us in the backyard. And now we have kids. So it's like 3 generations playing wiffle ball. Why do you think it's remained so popular, Dave?
You know, it's one of the games where no matter your age or your ability, you can still pitch curve. You still hit the ball. You know, it's not going to – it's only so far it's going to go.
Right.
So it really kind of equalizes some of the skill levels and, you know, a really good player can play with somebody who's maybe not quite as skilled.
That's so
and,
true.
And it's still a fun game. You know, you can design your own field in the backyard, make up your own rules. And it's your backyard. You make the rules, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And you also don't break windows. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought to myself, yes, because we did break a couple windows back in our day, but never with the wiffle ball.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant.
Yeah. And it's funny, you mentioned people knowing we're from Shelton. I have friends, they'll travel. I'll get pictures of, you know, our bat and ball set in the most obscure places.
Really?
Know? Yeah. Yeah. It's just funny. I had another friend of mine. He was up in Vermont at a little country store. And there was a display of our bat and ball sets. And, you know, a bunch of the bat and ball sets were missing.
Yeah.
And in their place were rifles. You know, it was like little 22 rifles.
Yeah,
that they
yeah.
were selling. It was like one of those sporting goods shell.
Oh, I'm sure they got a lot of those up there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
was funny.
That is so funny. I am so happy that we have Dave Mullaney here for just a couple more minutes. And he is the president of Wiffle Ball Incorporated. I love this music. Did you pick this as well, Eric? I don't know. I'm impressed. I like it. Oh, you didn't. He's like, nope, it just happened to work out that way. All right. Well, then I guess I give that one to Alan Lamberti, maybe, or Petey. You know, Dave, I have to say I'm a little disappointed, though. I know it's our first time meeting in person,
yep.
But you didn't bring.
It happens to a lot of people.
No, I mean, I'm disappointed you didn't bring a wiffle ball and bat.
Yeah, you know, at 5:30 this morning, I'm like, you know, I really should have thrown some.
There's so much room. We totally could have pushed tables back. Look, Dee's even agreeing. We're right here. We totally could have gone out in the parking lot and played around.
Plenty. It's not really raining.
It's not really raining right now. I mean, are you wearing decent shoes?
Yeah, I'm always.
Oh, you're wearing sneakers. Yeah. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
We got ourselves a team here. We need an opposing team. We got the deputy fire chief who just walked in, too. I don't know. See, we're ready to play, man.
You can call a bunch of the guys.
Right, yeah, exactly. I think it would have been so fun. It would have been great. Where can people – I don't even know why I asked this question, but, you know, I will get this question. I guarantee you because I get many, many questions from listeners. But you could basically get a wiffle ball set, like, anywhere. Where are you selling at this point?
Anybody who's willing to buy them, you know, grocery stores, sporting goods, Dick's, sporting goods your True Value.
Everywhere.
Ace Hardware.
I just saw them at one of those. I was there yesterday. It was either a Below Five or
Five Below.
Yep. I knew I was going to botch it. Either that or like a dollar. You see
Dollar
them.
General.
Everywhere.
Sure. Yeah. It's you know, one of those items that it's sporting goods. But it's also, you know, just kind of backyard fun kind of thing.
And, yeah.
If people put it out there.
Someone's gonna play it.
Yeah, it's gonna get used.
It you know what's amazing though, and I would love to get your perspective on this, is who would you say is your more popular customer? Is it, would you say it's the parents like buying it for the kids? Is it the kids who want it, or do the adults want it?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both, or a lot of both, actually.
Right.
You know, we started out really as a kids product. We started out always in like the toy section. And then over the years, it's really as the first kids who used it, you know, aged up.
Yeah.
And they just brought it with them. And now it's, you know, one of those anybody's playing.
It's so
funny. You see a lot of guys on YouTube, you know, tournaments, leagues, and it's a little bit of everything. You know, a lot of the guys are maybe late teens to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get started somewhere, and
right.
They all start when they're real young.
It's so true.
And then there's inevitably, you know, the parents get out there. So
it's
sometimes
so
grandparents too. So,
and you know what's amazing is when you look back at the 1950s, it was a very different time, even for
Absolutely. Sports.
You know, baseball is literally known as like one of the greatest sports in America, and it's probably one of the oldest. But you know, now we're living in a time where, I mean, it's wild. There are so many different sports out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, we just took our son on vacation in February, and he tried curling for the first time. And I'm like, what even is, you know? And, I mean, I see it in the Olympics, but there's just so much out there. How do you think wiffle ball has remained just a steady product that people want? They just keep wanting it.
Yeah, I mean, we're busier than ever. I think it's just because it's a good, fun game. You know, you don't necessarily need to find nine guys on a team to get out there. It's one-on-one. If you got a brother or a sister, you're out there playing.
It's so true.
If you don't have a brother or sister, it's your neighbor. And, right. You know, or the kid down the street.
So we don't need a team, guys. We're good. We just split the room right down the middle. And we're good. We've got enough people right here to do it. I really think we should do that during the commercial break, but we don't have a wiffle ball and bat, do we?
I'll go get them.
Do you have any? Right? Yeah, I'll be right back, right?
It's funny, too, because I usually have them in the car.
I'm surprised you don't, Dave. Yeah. I think because you knew you were coming in to talk to a loony. Like, I mean, you know I'm kind of a loony, too, a little bit.
They gave me the word ahead.
Did they? Okay, yeah. Good. I'm glad that they did, because I totally would go raid your car right now, and I would actually play a game during the commercial break. I really would. Yeah. You sure you don't have anything in your car?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a check.
Okay.
I'll
give you the keys.
And then, then I'm probably going to get arrested, but it's totally fine. Totally worth it. Dave, this has been such an honor and a pleasure to have you here as part of our diner tour. Seriously, this is very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool stuff. And thank you for what you do. And I mean, I want to say if anyone wants more information, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows where to find Wiffle Ball. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
If not, just give us a call.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Dave, thank you so much for stopping in here before your regular work day. Yeah. We really appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
I'm so glad your family pursued something which seemed probably like a simple solution for your dad way back in the day. But, man, it makes a lot of people happy.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're out of work and you have a family to feed,
when your kids are working out in the backyard.
The ideas come fast and furious, I
That's
think.
That's very true. That's very, very true. Well, I am so glad that your grandfather and your father partnered up so many years ago.
Absolutely.
Because I can tell you from our family, you've made a lot of beautiful memories for our family.
My dad's still in every day. Stops in the shop every
he
day.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, you're going to, like, make me cry. That's so amazing.
He's great.
Oh,
he's
that's
great.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's and you work with your brother.
Absolutely, yep.
I love it. I love it. Oh,
40, Dave. Like 40 years we've been working together.
And you guys don't fight that much.
No.
There's
nothing to fight about.
Your family just seems like almost too chill. Is it because you guys take it all out like on the wiffle ball field or something?
Be.
I mean, it must be that,
it
right?
Must be, yeah.
You're like, you know what? We're not even going to fight about this. We're just going to see who can, you know, hit the ball the farthest, you know? I don't know.
It's funny. My brother and I, we'll go out socially and, you know, we'll see people like, what you guys work all day together? And
right.
You didn't get enough of each other today?
Right,
you
know, right. So, I guess you're not married to each other, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's, you know, like you work with your brother, but then you go home to your families and it's okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think that's a beautiful thing. And I just love this product so much. And I'm so glad that we could incorporate you on the diner tour. Yeah. You have no idea. This has been such an honor. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave Laney, again, who is the president of Wiffle Ball Incorporated here on WICC.